time to talk some Alabama basketball. Tide in town for the Ducks. Our guest is a broadcaster for the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Check out the website, ChrisStewartOnline.com. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle at CStewartSports. We welcome in Chris Stewart. Chris, appreciate the time. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you having me on. And if you could get some of that snow and ice out of the way before we arrive late tomorrow night, I would appreciate it even more.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
It usually is not that miserable here. I don't know what to do, but I've got my top people working on it, Chris, just for you.
Good. All right. Much appreciated.
Now, when people think of Alabama, this just in, they probably default to Bear Bryant and, of course, what Nick Saban is now, I guess you would say, the resurrection of the dynasty. How interesting right. of a task is it to get folks excited about Crimson Tide hoops in obviously the ultimate football hotbed?
You know, it's not as difficult as you might think, because while we certainly understand the role that football has on the Alabama campus and what it's meant historically to the game, there's a proud basketball tradition at Alabama. Unfortunately, the recent history hasn't been what it needs to be. You know, this is a program that has made numerous trips to the NCAA tournament, I think 19 of them. They've got an Elite Eight on the resume, but don't have a Final Four on the resume. They don't have a national championship. And when you are in a place where you're in a league with Kentucky that has the resume that they have, and you're on a campus with a football program that has the one that they do, it's understandable you're going to be in the shadows. But there is, without question, a ton of passion for Alabama basketball. And as I said, there has been proof that it can be done at a very high level at Alabama. And Avery Johnson wants to not only restore that, but to put it in a place that it hasn't been before.
You know, I'm curious about that. You mentioned the recent history not being where you wanted it. Last NCAA tournament berth 2004 when they lost in the first round to Creighton. Fast forward to when Coach Johnson was hired. I mean, we're talking about a guy with a long NBA playing career, relatively long NBA coaching career. Was the mood around the program and I guess the fan base as well, hey, this is finally that guy who could get Bama hoops back to the tournament, back to where you guys wanted it to be?
Yeah, and I think the last win may have been 04. But Alabama win as recent as 2012 and actually in 05 and 06 as well. But
yeah, excuse me, I misspoke.
That's fine. It may as well have been 2004 as far as Alabama fans are concerned, frankly, because it has been way too long for a program that's had the type of success that it had under Whip Sanderson, that it had for a three-year stretch before that under C.M. Newton, where they won three consecutive, or at least a share of three consecutive SEC regular season titles. Wimp went to 10 SEC tournament finals in 12 years, and I believe NCAA tournaments each of those seasons, including a stretch of five Sweet 16s. It has been done. Mark Godfrey took Alabama to the Elite Eight. Anthony Grant got Alabama to the tournament once, got them to New York for the championship game of the NIT once. But it has been too long since Alabama has been to the big dance and made any noise and been around for that second week at least to do anything. So I think people are ready. I think they are very much behind Avery. Look, first of all, the personality, the resume is fantastic for Avery. The personality is second to none. But he went out last year and won four games over top 25 teams that had not been done in a long time for Alabama. He went out and just had a major recruiting class, top five in the country based on anybody's rating system. So they believe it's ready to take the next step. Problem is, you got to go try to win Sunday at a place that's awfully tough.
Hey, Chris, it just dawned on me. How long have you been covering Alabama hoops?
This is actually my 15th season doing the radio play-by-play.
Okay, because I just realized I was at Key Arena in 2004 when they beat Southern Illinois. Then Stanford was number one. And then I think they went back and then he ended up beating Syracuse. So that was
sure
it just dawned on me. That was an unbelievable season. If memory serves correctly, they had 12 or 13 losses and people were like, should they even be in? And they made that great run.
Yeah, run to the Elite Eight, right? Yeah.
You're exactly right. Had to win on a shot in the last 5 seconds against Southern Illinois in the first game. Antoine Petway, by the way, who's on the bench, is an assistant for his ninth year at his alma mater, by the way. Hit that shot. They had to hold their breath and hope for a miss on the other end. Turned around and beat Stanford, which at the time was the number one team in the country, upset them, and then beat Syracuse the year after they'd won the national championship and made it to its only Elite Eight, and unfortunately ran up against the UConn team that had Emeka Okafor and a million other NBA guys, it seemed like, that particular day when Alabama faced them. But it was a great run. And again, there are periods of success for Alabama basketball that show that it can be done at a place where football is king. It's just trying to get it back there, and there's definitely belief that the right guy is in charge of the program in order to get that done.
You know, obviously a big way to do that is through recruiting. Still early in his coaching tenure at Alabama, last year able to bring in a big-time guy in Braxton Key out of Oak Hill Academy. Already just seven games into his career, he's the team's leading scorer, also has 4 boards per game. What is it about him that is making him so successful so early for this team?
Well, first of all, he's got the physical tools to be a major player in the Southeastern Conference at the Division I level, 6'8", 220. I interviewed him in a post-game situation for the first time about 2 weeks ago, and I thought I was talking to an 8-year NBA veteran. I mean, he's got that type of poise and presence to him. There are a lot of new faces on this team, whether you're talking about freshmen like Braxton, whether you're talking about a couple of guys that redshirted after sitting out last year, whether you're talking about 2 graduate transfers that are part of the roster. So trying to define roles has been an issue. With Braxton, he's the guy. And I think everybody's kind of tiptoed around that. And Avery Johnson made the statement today at his press conference. Sometimes if you're a freshman, you're afraid of stepping on toes if you speak up. And Avery told him, step on all the toes you want to. It's time. You're the guy. Go get it done. Now, he's not a one-man band. It's going to have to be other players. But he has a skill set as a 4 who can step out and shoot the 3, can play with his back to the basket, can put the ball on the floor as a point forward as well. He is a guy that needs to be more vocal. He's learning how to do that, and he's got the physical presence to help elevate this team's play to a spot that they feel like they can get to this year.
Talking with Chris Stewart, talking Alabama hoops. One of the transfers from Texas A&M a couple years ago, sat out last year. What can you tell us about the kind of player and the kind of game the coach's son, Avery Johnson Jr., brings to the table?
You know, I think Avery has played maybe to this point a little higher level than a lot of people thought he might that weren't extremely familiar with him and his game. He's shooting about 41% from beyond the arc, which is better than was anticipated. He's scoring a little higher clip than people thought, and I know 6 points is not a lot, but he's, I think, just outside the top 5 in scoring right now, and for a guy who's coming off the bench, it's not bad at all. He's not extremely big. He's Avery's son, so you know he's not going to be that big of a guy in terms of relative to Division I players, but he's very strong. He's athletic. He knows how to find his shot despite going into the paint, on a drive from the point guard slot where he's given up more than a couple of inches to everybody. So he's an entertaining player, but he understands that what his role is. And playing, basically in relief or alongside Corbin Collins and Dazon Ingram, who are the primary ball handlers at the point. They'll alternate really the 1 and the 2, depending on the possession. And then Avery coming off the bench has been a nice addition. And a guy who's a little more mature than your average sophomore, actually being a third-year guy, he's not afraid. He's very vocal. And he's adding a whole lot more, I think, than some people anticipated. But I'm going to guess he hasn't surprised the head coach at all.
You mentioned Dazon Ingram. So he went down with a broken foot last December. He was actually leading the Tide in boards and assists when he went down. This year, averaging 10 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal and a half per game. Also shooting 60% from the field. Fair to say he, along with Key, kind of for Oregon fans awaiting this matchup, those are kind of the guys who stir the drink for the Tide?
Yeah, no question. It's interesting. Dazon had just gone down a game or two before Alabama and Oregon met in Birmingham last year in a game where Alabama, you know, had its chances and let Oregon get away. And Justin Coleman was the smaller guard who got the minutes in Dazon's place, and I think went for 22-23 in that game and really got on a hot streak. He's actually transferred to Samford University in Birmingham, which is a member of the Southern Conference. So he's not there. And Dazon is, without question, the guy who has tremendous upside. He is classified as a redshirt freshman because of when the injury occurred last year. But he's 6'5". He's 205, 210 pounds. Can post up inside, play with his back to the basket, which not a lot of point guards can do. He's developed a better outside shot. He's still not a guy that's going to be a major three-point shooting threat, but he's forcing teams to respect his shot a little bit. Plays with a lot of savvy. If he will value the possessions just a little bit more, he is very much going to be in the good graces of Coach Avery Johnson. He likes him a lot. He really does. But I think Alabama as a squad needs to do a better job of defending without fouling and taking care of the basketball. If they clean those two things up, they've got a chance to be a nice team.
Well, he'll be the man behind the mic, Tide and Ducks, and we wish you safe travels. We really appreciate you finding some time. Great information. Thanks so much for letting us catch up with you, Chris. Appreciate it.
No, I appreciate the invitation. I look forward to seeing you guys here in a couple of days.
All right, have a good one.